You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The election victory for Donald Trump sent people to their favorite social media platforms to express thoughts, fears, hopes as our divided nation tries to figure out what's next. A Facebook post from Michigan filmmaker Amy Weber asked each side to open up to each other, saying in part, "We will brush off our bruised hearts and open our arms to love for all people and join together because we must. Let's use our powerful voices to educate and break down the walls that divide us." Amy Weber is a mother, a lesbian, and she is here with us now. It's good to see you, Amy.
Always good to see you.
In your post, you say to people, express to your friends and family who believe in our next president exactly what scares you. What are your fears?
So my fear right away immediately gravitated to rolling back the clock on social issues such as gay marriage and violence towards gay people, my family in particular. Of course, we always personalize things, mm-hmm. right? So that, to answer your question, was the immediate fear that happened, was that these promised campaign platforms would be played out. And what would that look like? And how would that motivate or inspire people to act? I have friends that I grew up with that voted for Donald Trump. We remained friends throughout this process, and we were respectful to each other and each other's viewpoints. And as I reached out to them and shared with them my fears, mm-hmm. which was very important for me to do, I had to understand them and where they were coming from, and they wanted to understand me and where I was coming from. And they said to me, "Amy, we did not vote for Donald Trump because we believe in discrimination, because we want to take away your rights, because we believe in any of that. We voted for Donald Trump because of the great divide of our corruption in yeah. the political process and in our government today. And I believe all of us believe that something has to change there." So that is first and foremost the promise that they have been given by Donald Trump that they feel he will
bring to Washington.
Absolutely.
So when you say to people, reach out to those who believe in Donald Trump, express your fears and share with them that you hope that they will be as strong a voice for you and your family as they were for him. As you've done that, what kind of reaction have you gotten?
Very positive. Empathy, sympathy, which I don't ask for. Empathy is wonderful. Compassion for that fear and understanding. Amy, I totally understand how you feel. Those words were said. Mike Pence is a danger to the gay community. Look at the state of Indiana. So those are very real fears. When I shared those fears, there was a reassurance that they would be standing right next to me, watching like a hawk if these types of laws try to be repealed. And if that happens, they will be on the front line with me fighting, because that is not what they voted for. They did not vote for discrimination. They did not vote to peel back the social change, or I guess you would say the social revolution that have pushed us forward as a country. Instead, they have voted for the type of change that they believe will bring jobs, a stronger economy. These are the things that are very important to them. And I believe with all my heart that good-minded, hearted Americans, which the majority of them are, I know there's the other side.
We saw the pictures.
We know.
We saw the videos.
We need to get off of social media. We need to stop the addiction. And we need to – it's scaring the hell out of us. And we need to peel it back, unfollow people who create and trigger such anger in us and such fear in us, and start talking to the people that are in our lives who we know supported him. Ask the questions. Share what your fears are. And understand their viewpoint, because it's probably not what you think it is. And ask them to be open to your viewpoint, because if we do not work together, and it starts with our own family and our own friends, if we do not talk to each other, this is going to turn into something that none of us want. And it is, you want to talk about dangerous. Our children are at risk here in all of our anger. So we have to stop right now, and we have to think. I have to think about my kids. I have to think about what they're hearing, what they're feeling, and I have to act based on that reality.
What kind of impact in your heart has this bitter campaign had on you?
Oh, sadness. But it fires me up for creating this change that we need. Never before have our children held a mirror up so large in scope to us as adults and say, look at the world you've created for us. We are reflecting back exactly what you are creating. And we are going to continue reflecting it back until you hear us and see us in that reflection. Will I see them? My kids see it. My family sees it. My closest friends see it. And the people's lives that we have touched with the messages of change, because I believe it is so important. I believe with all my heart it is possible, but we have to get out of our own way. The American people have voted. Wherever you stand on this issue, we have to take a step back. We have to feel what we're feeling. I am certainly not telling anyone to get over anything. There is a true grieving happening in our country right now, but it's based in fear that we are now going to be divided. We have to come together individually in our own communities with our kids, and we need to show people. We have to stop yelling at each other, and we have to show each other, I'm going to step back from my ego and recognize that it's here, and I'm going to open my arms just for a second, as uncomfortable as this is going to be, and I'm going to say, I want to hear what you have to say. I want to feel what you feel, because remember, people have been feeling for 8 years what we feel right now. And we have to respect that. We have to respect that it's coming back. And if I don't open my heart as a mom, as a woman, as a human being to another viewpoint, and I stay within mine, change is never going to happen. And we aren't going to really create anything of that's going to be good. We're just going to continue the cycle and the pattern that get us in this place that's reflecting back right now from our children.
Amy Weber, Michigan filmmaker, mother, gay woman, and we want to thank you for being with us today on Stateside.
Thanks for having me.